Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP for the 21st of December. Quick reminder, tomorrow and the next day, the Out and Back podcasts on our upcoming trip. Well, it's a trip by the time this airs that we've already taken, but as I'm recording it, we're about to leave for Minnesota for a trip to Minneapolis to minister our last out for the year. We do have openings in January, February. It's a very slow start to 2020. So if you're a pastor, a church, you're looking for someone to come in and share good news, let us know. Maybe we can work something out. I don't announce that very often on the DDP, but it might be a possibility. We'll see what we can do. Let's get busy. Today, I'm excited to get into this text. Yesterday, I spent some time with Paul's third verse of chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians, where he says, Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. We went through what he might have meant, because he doesn't quote one. So what scriptures talk about Christ dying for our sins, and we went through a couple of those. And then he says in verse 4, he was buried and rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Where might he been have, what might he be referencing? Well, to do that, you've got to dig in a little bit into the mentality of a Jewish writer. When they looked at the creation account in the Torah in Genesis 1, they saw the springing forth of plants from the earth as a prelude to the life of man springing forth from the earth. So something like Genesis chapter 1, particularly say verse 9, where the waters are gathered together and the dry land gathers together. Verse 11, the earth brings forth grass, the herb that yields seed, the fruit tree that yields fruits according to its kind. This is a prelude to God bringing man up out of, that's the third day, by the way, the third day of creation, that of God bringing man up out of the dirt. Notice it's the third day and it's life springing forth from nothing. And so some of the early writers would reference this thought, third day of creation, life comes out of the ground, third day after the cross, life comes out of the ground. So Paul, I think, no doubt has this in mind when he says, according to the scriptures, he raised on the third day, because there's not a text in the Old Testament that says that the Messiah is going to die on a cross and raise from the dead on a third day. So they allowed the creation story to be interpreted as a new creation story in Christ. So God doesn't fashion Jesus anew. He rises out of the ground anew. You and I become the refashioned man, the first fruits of his resurrection. But he comes out first like a plant, like a root out of dry ground. Another possible spot could be Psalms 16, where verse 10 says, you'll not leave my soul in Sheol, or the abode of the dead. This would be a word that often gets translated hell, but in the Hebrew vernacular, the word translated hell often just means death, at least in the Old Testament. You'll not leave my soul in a place of death, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. So there's what church fathers would have believed was a proof text that he couldn't stay in the ground long enough to decompose. He might be referencing Psalm 68:18. You've ascended on high, you led captivity captive, you received gifts among men, even from the rebellious. That ascended on high must be preluded by a resurrection. So if he's going to ascend, he can't die. So if he has died, ascension is still a necessity. How can we get him to ascend if he's died? We have to have him raised from the dead. Psalms 110:1, the Lord said to my Lord, set at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. These are familiar passages. Paul's going to use that one coming up. How does he get to sit down next to the Lord? Well, he can't do that if he's dead. Again, resurrection must be sort of in the cards. So I'm using just some of these ideas that are Old Testament scriptures, so that when Paul says according to the scriptures he's raised, then we have to make an assumption that Paul would be using some of these with that idea in mind. Here's one that gets a little closer to the number. Hosea chapter 6, verse 2. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up, that we may live in his sight. And while that's a scripture talking, that's a call of repentance to Israel and Judah, it's a third day raising up. Again, third day raising up for Hosea is simply a reference back to Genesis 1, in which God brings something from nothing. He brings life from nothing on the third day of creation. So if you're going to talk about something coming from nothing to something in a Jewish mentality, then you're talking about a third day creation. So for Hosea in chapter 6, verse 2, to talk about being raised up on a third day, he would be definitely referencing Genesis, but it's not outside the realm of strong possibility that the Apostle Paul, as a good student of Torah, would have seen that to be yet another reference to a third day resurrection. And remember, that's what he says in our text, 1 Corinthians 15:4. He rose again the third day according to Scripture. Maybe he's referencing Jonah chapter 1, verse 17. The Lord prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah. Jonah was in the belly of that fish. How long? 3 days and 3 nights. Now, we know in the Gospels that Jesus says the sign will be that as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and 3 nights, so shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth. So you might be saying, well, Jesus says he'll come out on the third day. But Paul's not working with that text, and the Gospels were not considered Scripture. Not yet. Scripture for someone like Paul would be that Old Testament, what we call the Old Testament. And so his reference there could be Jonah, who 3 days and 3 nights, and then comes out of the belly of the whale, which happens in chapter 2. Jonah chapter 2, verse 10, the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. And so the resurrection, I know this doesn't sound like a very pretty thought, but the resurrection could be looked at as a vomiting up of the body, recreated on a new third day. And so Jesus comes back out of the grave as a resurrected man. I spent an entire podcast on this because there's a plethora of stuff in the Old Testament that even though there's not a single verse that says he's going to die and then raise 3 days later, the Jewish mentality around the three leads you into several scriptures. And when you end up with Jonah, you can see how Paul might be able to make a pretty good case that he's buried and rose again the third day, according to the scriptures. Tomorrow and the next day, Out and Back podcast for our trip. Then we come back with a couple days on Christmas, and then we come back with verse 5. So it'll be a few days before we jump back into 1 Corinthians, but we'll be right here with a podcast every day. Don't miss it. I'll see you then. God bless.